Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence agencies reportedly believe more and more that the attack on a Saudi oil refinery last weekend was launched from inside Iran. NBC News is citing several sources saying that there's compelling evidence showing the attack originated inside Iran's borders and wasn't just carried out by Iranian proxies. Some Republican lawmakers have been suggesting it's cause for military retaliation on Iranian facilities. But Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine says,
why in God's name would anyone even contemplate the U.S. should go to war with Iran to protect Saudi oil?
He was speaking to NBC News. It's day two of the United Auto Workers Union nationwide strike against General Motors. They spoke yesterday, and those contract talks will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An Alabama police officer was shot last evening, and hours later, he died from his wounds. Tuscaloosa Interim Police Chief Mitt Tubbs says a lot of people came to see 40-year-old Dornell Cousette in those short few hours he was hospitalized.
He was well thought of throughout the department, and he was a hero. He was a hero.
Cousette was shot after exchanging gunfire with a wanted suspect who was transported to a hospital himself, but his condition has not been made public. The search for a missing Florida woman and her children coming to a tragic end, it appears. Deputies say they have found the body of Casey Jones in Georgia, and they believe four bodies found nearby are those of her children. All five declared missing over the weekend after relatives said they hadn't seen the 32-year-old or the kids in 6 weeks. Jones' husband allegedly killed all 5 weeks ago and recently moved their bodies to Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
There were dueling campaign rallies last night. President Trump out west in New Mexico. Democrat Elizabeth Warren in New York City.
We will campaign for every vote, and we will win the great state of New Mexico in 2020.
President Trump in Rio Rancho, New Mexico for another Keep America Great Again rally. He tells the patriotic crowd holding MAGA 2020 signs,
we're winning again, we're winning again, and we're winning big. We're winning big. Crucially for your state, we have ended the last administration's war on American energy.
Meanwhile, in New York City in Washington Square Park, Elizabeth Warren also holding a rally, the Massachusetts progressive senator railing against government corruption.
We will end the corruption of our campaign finance system. Overturn Citizens United. Democracy is not.
And that report from USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And one of Saturday Night Live's new hires is now one of its new fires. NSL announcing it's fired Shane Gillis just days after videos of the comedian making bigoted comments surfaced. A spokesman representing Lorne Michaels said they were not aware of Gillis's prior remarks, calling his language offensive, hurtful, and unacceptable. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. I don't know if you caught it or not. Did you see Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars last night? He actually did... A lot better. I thought, oh my goodness, don't put us through another experience like Tucker Carlson. You remember when Tucker Carlson went with Dancing with the Stars? He actually did a fairly good job, all things considered. Now, this is, I think, in part, what Dancing with the Stars is all about is that you get people who aren't professionals out there, and they have to really work their tails off in order to get these routines down. And I think they did pretty good. They were pretty snarky, some of the commentators, about the green outfit. It wasn't like he had a fruit basket on his head, and I just thought maybe he might break out and go to Rio or something, do going to Rio and do a dance off there. But surely I jest, and that's getting in the way of our next guest. General Robert Spalding joins us now. He's former senior director for strategic planning at the National Security Council. General, would you do Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, absolutely. I love that show.
Great. Did you happen to catch Sean Spicer last night?
No, I missed it, and now I'm really sad I did.
Well, that's okay. You'll love the green outfit. I mean, I think it outdoes Seinfeld's puffy shirt, his pirate shirt. But everybody is going to go green. It'll be a flash of neon all over the place.
It's a trend. I think it's going to start a trend.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, General, I'm glad you're on here because we've got lots of things to talk on the serious side, particularly with this attack on Saudi Arabia. What say you?
Well, I think, first of all, the Iranians have said, Khamenei has said that, they can't sell oil. Nobody can sell oil. And so I think it's really delivering on that promise. I think at the same time, they've got millions of barrels of oil sitting on the docks in China. And I think it has something to do with, putting pressure on the Chinese to give them a higher price for their Iranian oil that they're essentially importing. So it probably has something to do with getting a little bit more money out of China and preventing the Saudis from making money.
Well, China shouldn't have their oil anyway, should they?
Well, they shouldn't, and this is a point I made, the first time I was interviewed about this subject. I mean, quite frankly, Iranian banks, Iranian businesses, Chinese banks, Chinese businesses, and really the Chinese government are supporting Iran. So, this is part of the problem that, when you allow a country that, a Chinese Communist Party that essentially, repudiates all the principles of the open system but is firmly embedded in it, they can take advantage of, you know, Western capital markets and trade, while at the same time thumbing their nose at trying to put pressure on the Iranian regime.
Right. Less America fails to understand the full dynamic of what's going on here. All we hear about the China trade, but we don't really talk much about what's going on, you know, behind the scenes, particularly with the situation. And of course, we mention China, but Russia's hand in hand with that as well, right?
Right. And so is North Korea. So, I mean, if you look at the big problems in the world today, they're spread across three different geographic combatant commands. So the way we organize our forces after the end of the Cold War, you have Central Command, you have European Command, and you have Pacific Command, and they're each vying for resources, and each of them are dealing with the Koreans in the Pacific, you're dealing with the Iranians in the Central Command, and you're dealing with the Russians in the European Command, and behind the scenes, pulling the strings of all those puppets are the Chinese.
Yes. Yeah, and when you mention, you know, the Pacific as well, you got China with, you know, all their militarization that we haven't even addressed yet. I mean, they're taking a hit with the sanctions, but clearly Iran is, they're reacting too to the sanctions. I mean, they're probably hurting a lot more than we realize, right?
Well, they are hurting, but as you know, just with Cuba or the North Koreans or any totalitarian regime, all they do is turn around and put the squeeze to their own people. So, and then we're not even to the rationing that was going on during the Iran-Iraq war, which was really a severe time for the Iranian people. So the totalitarian regime of Iran can put as much pressure as they need to on the people to make sure that they stay in power. And so it really is a long game that we're talking about here.
What did you make of John Bolton's ouster?
Well, I think ideologically he was never really aligned with what the president wanted to do, which is really strengthen the economy, you know, bring back manufacturing, build our industrial base and infrastructure, you know, really put Americans back to work, building things again. And in turn, that would strengthen our ability to have, you know, essentially what the arsenal of democracy that we had before, you know, where right. You don't have Chinese companies building, you know, circuit boards for F-35s. And at the same time, start, you know, pulling back from all this interventionism where we've spent a couple $1 trillion over the last 20 years spread out all over the world.
Mm-hmm. But this wasn't a surprise for Donald Trump. Donald Trump knew John Bolton's position. I mean, it was pretty clear that, you know, he wasn't a dove.
No, but I mean, I think it's really indicative of the difficulty it is to find somebody that understands geopolitics in a 21st century globalized perspective, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, he'd be better off hiring somebody from, China that really understands how trade and finance works and how you can manipulate the system to achieve gains for your country.
Well, General, what you're suggesting here is that Donald Trump's smarter than more people give him credit.
He has. I tell you, you know, we worked on this strategy that kind of the underlying components of the strategy that was built into the national security strategy that was published in December of 2017. And in 2016, as I was watching the campaign, a lot of the features that we were building into the structure of a strategy that could be utilized if we had an administration that was so inclined, mm-hmm. he was calling out in his campaign promises. I would say the one thing that we've failed to do yet is really invest in infrastructure and the industrial base, but I'm hopeful that that's coming.
Well, it's kind of hard when you got people chipping at your heels right now and want to impeach you every step of the way. I mean, if we had a little bit of cooperation, and to me, that's low-hanging fruit, taking care of some of this infrastructure, is it not?
Well, not only that, you know, we really have people that still don't understand how important industrial policy is in a globalized world, don't understand that we're $5 trillion in arrears in infrastructure. You know, we built the Eisenhower National Highway System in the 50s, and we haven't really upgraded it. And we also need the secure encrypted 5G digital highway of the future that we're not building as well. You know, we're doing less 5G investment in America than Mexico. Mm.
Are you surprised that we're that far behind on 5G? I mean, what is the hesitation here? I mean, we've heard about Huawei and China moving pretty aggressively in it. And as we know, with all technology, the old axiom of he who's there first wins.
Well, we globalized the supply chain, from number one. We stopped doing investment in research and development, basic science research. Bell Labs, which became Lucent as it was spun out of AT&T, was the most formidable telecommunications engineering company in the world, period, bar none. And essentially we advocated that to globalization, thinking that we'd be much better off giving that to the rest of the world. And the Chinese said thank you very much, essentially took it all. Now are the dominant technology players in telecommunications. And in the 21st century, the cyber domain is the most important domain to be able to secure your people, to secure the data of the American people, and also...
Exactly. General, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from General Spaulding after this.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient and Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The bond we share with our pets is undeniable. They fill us with love, comfort, and joy, and they deserve the same. As pet owners, we want to care for and protect our pets. Sadly, in homes where domestic violence occurs, pets are often victims too. Hi, I'm Russell Wilson. Each year, millions of domestic violence victims stay in abusive situations because they fear for the safety of their pet. With less than 10% of domestic violence shelters allowing pets, too many lives remain at risk. Victims of domestic violence should never have to make a choice between their own safety and the safety of their loved ones, including pets. That's why the Banfield Foundation supports programs that provide temporary shelter and veterinary care so people and pets can find safety together. Because when we help pets, we help people too. To learn more and get involved, visit BanfieldFoundation.org/safertogether.
Your vision is a precious treasure, and research shows the typical American diet falls woefully short in essential eye nutrition. Fill in the gap with Quantum Nutrition Labs Eye Support, rich in zeaxanthin and lutein, plant DHA, a vegetarian omega-3 fatty acid, and glutathione for antioxidant support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
and independent. We're all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with General Robert Spalding continues. He retired from the U.S. Air Force as a Brigadier General after more than 26 years of service, completed his career as the Senior Director for Strategic Planning to the President of the National Security Council, was the Chief Architect for the National Security Strategy, and a former China strategist for the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Joint Staff at the Pentagon. General, you know, to say thank you for your service just doesn't seem enough, but I just have to say, you know, from a former Marine to a career Air Force man, who my brother was retired, and he was career Air Force as well, I just so respect and am grateful for your service to our country.
No, thank you so much. I've really been blessed to serve, and, you know, it's been one of the great passions in my life.
Well, real quick before we get back on topic, but this is actually weaves perfectly into the topic that we're talking about. We kind of lightning rodded some of these topics in the first segment here. But your book, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept, Stealth War, you know, tell our audience about this and why. I mean, again, for people who have questions on this, and really, you know, one of the things we pride ourselves about this show is we go beyond the 8-second sound bites. We go in depth here, and this book is in depth. And if you want to understand what's going on, this is going to open your eyes and give you some clearer understanding. Tell us about Stealth War.
Yeah, I think what struck me as, so I had just come out of the Council on Foreign Relations as a senior military fellow, and I was advising the chairman of the Joint Chiefs on China, and we were looking at this strategic competition between the U.S. and China, and what I realized was that we were not in a military competition, we were in an economic competition, much like we were with the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union essentially the U.S. had taken the position of the Soviet Union, the Chinese had taken the position of the U.S. In other words, they were slowly bankrupting us using this strategy. Mm-hmm. And in particular, one briefing I received from a hedge fund manager that had had $1 billion invested in China in the mid-2000s really struck me as some one of our leading audit agencies in the country, and it detailed vignette after vignette of what I took the patterns to be of a pretty much a B-2 air attack of the country across the entire from coast to coast. Mm-hmm. So I was able to kind of see the same patterns that we would use if we were going to essentially impose our will on a nation using military force, except it was using economics and finance and information as the key avenues for attack. And so as we looked at that and we realized, you know, we're in this economic competition and it's a full-blown kind of economic war, if you will, that we needed to know a lot more. And so we started really focusing on finance, trade, investment, immigration, media, politics, academia, all of these avenues that are really considered very powerful institutions in the open system, you know, really the benefits of openness had been turned into vulnerabilities by the Chinese Communist Party strategy. So it's really about everything I've learned in the last 5 to 6 years, and really explains in kind of more detailed terms what the national security strategy is attempting to do in rectifying our position in the world.
Well, national security then, by definition, takes on a whole different palette of colors, does it not, General?
Yeah, absolutely. If you think about national security in terms of bombs and bullets, that's more of a 19th or 20th century vision. Mm-hmm. Today, it's about ones and zeros and dollars and cents. It's really about the information digital highway, and it's about e-commerce, and it's about how we do business, how we do trade, how we do finance, how we do investments, and how those are used as tools to both co-opt our elites in the United States, and then really to gain advantage for the Chinese Communist Party by creating this parasitic economic structure where they can take wealth from the U.S. and really mm-hmm. deliver it to their people as a means of maintaining power over their people.
Well, and they've been doing this for a while. I mean, this is what Donald Trump has called out the Chinese for doing and noting it to everyone, saying, look, we've been ripped off by the Chinese. Yes, we talk about, you know, the forced acquisition of our intellectual property and on, but it's much more diabolical, and they've got a big jump on us. I mean, you know, somewhat similar, you might say, to when we had the, in the 60s, and it was the race to space between us and the Russians. You know, we were a little late coming, but we weren't. We didn't miss it totally, thank God, because of American ingenuity and in our work ethic, we were able to catch up and surpass. Do you see that as being, you know, a similar task for America today when it comes to overtaking the Chinese?
Absolutely. Not only they're ripping us off, they're keeping us pinned down with the Russians, with the Iranians, with the North Koreans, by having this $800 billion bill to the Department of Defense every single year. And none of that money is going to, like it was during the Cold War, into infrastructure, industrial base, STEM education, and research and development, all of which were economic growth-enhancing investments. Right now, they're just going into weapons. And when you go into weapons, and particularly because China is actually the main manufacturer for a lot of those components that go into those weapons, they're taking our wealth, and they're also at the same time bankrupting us. And so this is exactly what Eisenhower saw prior to the beginning of the Cold War, and the reason why he focused on building our economy and building our technological strength and deterring major conflict using nuclear weapons. It was really a very smart policy on his part, and the Trump foreign policy most resembles Eisenhower's.
Interesting. So what's the next step for America as you see it?
We really need to invest. We need to take a portion, whether it's 10 or 15% of our defense budget, pour it into the infrastructure, pour it into the industrial base, rebuild manufacturing, particularly those things that we need for defense, start sending our students to STEM education. We educated our scientists on the basis of the space race with federal grants, and research and development, basic science research. The United States needs to get back to investing in that. We're not doing that anymore.
Can we do it with the current economic model that we're faced with? And by that, I mean...
It just requires us to take the defense budget and reportion some of that to doing what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is that part of the problem we ran into is... You had the union dynamic coming in and inflating prices at a point that, you know, we ended up rewarding the wrong behavior. Instead of staying at home, we chased manufacturing out of the country.
Right, and I think so a lot of those dynamics have changed. Now you have a bunch of right-to-work states. You have probably the lowest, if not the lowest, energy prices in the OECD countries. You have the lowest corporate tax rates. You have a lot of opportunity zones all across the country. This is a really ripe area for investment. What's happening, though, is because these tariffs on China are viewed as temporary, companies are holding back, not actually investing in the United States. So you actually need to make the tariffs permanent because the Chinese aren't going to restructure their economy, and you need to start eating some of that investment with DOD money. At the same time, the federal government, DOD, and the General Services Administration are some of the biggest purchasers of goods in the country. They could say, "Hey, if we're gonna buy it, you're gonna have it manufactured here."
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Why not? That only makes sense, right? I mean, we need to support and take care of the hand that's feeding us. I mean, this is how we got into this problem to begin with, but we need to get all on the same page and understand this vision, do we not?
Yeah, and don't forget, America has 40% of the investable capital in the world. And so the problem now is just the capital is not going into investment in the United States. It's going elsewhere, particularly China, with the restructuring of the MSCI Emerging Markets Index, the reweighting of from 5 to 20% of Chinese equity. So a lot of this money is going to build the Belt and Road Initiative to build manufacturing facilities and infrastructure in China. It needs to come back to the United States, and when we do, you'll see the economy take off.
I'll tell you, you know, to hear you talk, it's clear there's only one party, and I hate to bring it into party politics, but it's clear only one party understands that and is capable of affecting that strategy. General Robert Spalding has been our guest. His book, Stealth War, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. General, look forward to having you back and continuing the conversation, if you would please, okay?
Thanks much. Great.
Thank you, sir. Take care. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. intelligence agencies reportedly believe more and more that the attack on a Saudi oil refinery last weekend was launched from inside Iran. NBC News is citing several sources, saying that there's compelling evidence showing the attack originated inside Iran's borders and wasn't just carried out by Iranian proxies. Some Republican lawmakers have been suggesting it's cause for military retaliation on Iranian facilities. But Democratic U.S. Senator Tim Kaine says,
why in God's name would anyone even contemplate the U.S. should go to war with Iran to protect Saudi oil?
He was speaking to NBC News. It's day two of the United Auto Workers Union nationwide strike against General Motors. They spoke yesterday, and those contract talks will resume this morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Believe. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez Live.
Baby, hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour on this Citizenship Day 2019. Good to have you along with us. It is Citizenship Day. That's what it was called before. It's actually Constitution Day is what it is. And everybody, I mean, all public institutions are supposed to set this day aside, including our educational systems, to study the Constitution. What a novel concept. And so the question was, as we were talking with Mark Meckler, is how are they doing? Are they actually doing it? Our universities, all these public supported institutions, are they teaching the Constitution? Hopefully that is the case. We've got to hold them accountable, right? Well, 1 in 4 American public school students, by the way, are Latino, if you haven't noticed. Yet Latinos are underrepresented in the education workforce, including among education entrepreneurs who are important drivers of innovation. New Schools Venture Fund invests in new innovative public schools and early stage education companies that help prepare students, especially those who have been underserved, for success in career and life. Despite a strong commitment to funding leading Latinos. New schools struggled to attract applicants. The same patterns are found among many other educational foundations with a stated desire to fund Latino education entrepreneurs. Now, new schools set out to learn why, and here to give us the information is Frances Masano. She's a senior managing partner with New Schools Venture Fund. Frances, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming here to talk about this new report that explores why Latino education entrepreneurs remain underrepresented and underfunded. What's going on?
Yeah, so as you mentioned in your overview, we were so surprised to see that there were so few Latinos showing up in all of our application pipelines. And so we wanted to start a report and kind of do a study to really find out what was happening. And so we reached out and did focus groups and interviews with 110 Latino entrepreneurs. We also did a national survey to understand more about the community and better ways that we can engage Latino entrepreneurs so that they will show up and so that they can also be eligible for funding that organizations like New Schools and other philanthropies have available. So we learned some really interesting things that I'd be happy to share with you.
Yeah, please do that because, as I've shared with other people on the show, is that we've always have known, Latinos to be hardworking, productive people.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very core, that's why, like some of this controversy that's going on in our country right now, we know it doesn't apply, with some of the things
right.
that are being suggested, because we know differently. We know, the work ethic of Latinos. It's just, I don't know, we're just raised that way. It's in our DNA, is it not?
That's right. Well, it's interesting that you start there, Bill, about hard work being in our DNA, because that was one of our major findings, that we found that entrepreneurship is in our DNA. So I should say that I am Latina myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the key stories that we heard was just that the first exposure that many Latino education entrepreneurs had to entrepreneurship was in watching their family members start new businesses. And from that learning what it takes to actually start something new. How do you budget? How do you get the resources that you need around you? And this is a finding that parallels a key takeaway from the Stanford Latino Entrepreneurship Initiative that shows that more than half of Latino-owned businesses are owned by immigrants or the children of immigrants, and many of those immigrants starting those small businesses. So we thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
We also found that many Latino education entrepreneurs are more likely to be juggling multiple responsibilities. So in addition from coming from that hardworking background, they're working extremely hard because
right.
they oftentimes were in a part-time or full-time position, often as a serving as a breadwinner, not only in their immediate family, but also to their extended family. And then we're also trying to pursue the path of starting something new so to improve access to opportunity for students in their community. We found that Latino education entrepreneurs were doing this work because they had a strong calling to improve educational opportunities for those in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And so they talked about this work as a vocation, not just a job. It's something they needed to do. It's something we're passionate about. And so we were really surprised, like when it came down to understanding more about Latino education entrepreneurs' awareness of funding and philanthropic opportunities, it actually was quite low.
Right.
Only 50% of the folks we surveyed knew about the 10 top education foundations. Only 30% reported that they received any funding at all. And so there's a lot of work we need to do to better engage and better highlight what the opportunities are. And, we were struck by the last finding that many Latino education entrepreneurs are actually connecting and partnering with their local Hispanic chambers of commerce. And so for us, it was like, okay, that's a clear call to action where
exactly.
we need to build more relationships.
Yeah, the other thing, going back just a moment, if I might, Frances, here,
of course.
Is the other motivating factor within the Hispanic community is the love for family. What drives
yeah.
these individuals? It's family. They want to protect
yeah.
the family. They want to hold it together. And the entrepreneurs within the family, well, I'll tell you, it's they're just so committed, and I see that as a clear driving force. But getting back to this other important issue, and that is that the information's out there, but it's just not getting to these people. Is it because they're too busy, or are we just failing to communicate the message to them? What's getting in the way here?
I think it's a couple of things. I think it's some of the biases that we have. have about who we view as an entrepreneur and who we view as leaders in education, I think we need to do more to kind of think about what are some of the other strengths and assets that we can prioritize when we're thinking about who we fund and who might be part of our portfolio. So, like, back to that story you were telling, Bill, about entrepreneurship being in its DNA. It may not show up necessarily with Ivy League degrees, but it might be like, hey, your parents started a business. You actually know something about this. You were actually working in that business.
Yeah, there's the fruit of their effort that's obvious there, but you have to be able to, you know, drill, you know, and I say drill down. It's not like you have to go very deep. Like you said, you start seeing and go, wait a minute, you know, this is something that passed on from your grandparents, and this has been a family mission that's gone through, but like you said, it's not necessarily going to show up with a Harvard degree.
That's right. And so we need to change kind of the stories that we're telling about who is an entrepreneur. Who is that person? What do they look like? What backgrounds do they come from? And so we need to tell more stories about who we're funding. We need to build more partnerships where Latino entrepreneurs are so we can get better networked and better connected. And I think, you know, part of what we found as well is that Latino entrepreneurs are not applying. And so, you know, there, some of that could be some risk aversion, some fear of hearing no or hearing rejection. And so I think also, like, I want to make sure that we're encouraging folks to apply. We want to diversify leadership and education. And I think there's a lot of people who are looking to kind of broaden who's in their portfolio. So we need to do more in terms of coaching and support as well as we think about that.
Yeah, Latinos need to understand is that you've got the money. And this is a resource, and the door is open, and they're welcome to come in. And I believe that once we start, you know, building a network here, and a network that, you know, is a freeway network into these funding, you know, centers, and the success stories come out, then, you know, it's like you build it, they'll come, and they start realizing that there's, you know, there is support there, right?
That's right. That's 100% right. And so part of what we're doing with this report is to try to increase awareness, to get the word out there, and to let Latino entrepreneurs know that there are funders like us at New Schools who want to partner with them.
You say it's about the stories, too. So how about some examples of successful Latino entrepreneurs that you have?
Sure. So there's a great leader in Dallas. Her name is Nancy Bernardino, and she is leading a network of schools associated with the Dallas Independent School District called Solar Prep for Girls and Solar Preparatory School for Boys. Mm-hmm. And what they're focused on is a STEAM curriculum, so they're focused on science, technology, arts, math. What's also really interesting about the school is that they are trying to create an environment that pulls from all different neighborhoods across Dallas, so it's socioeconomically and racially diverse. And what's really interesting about Nancy's story is that her family immigrated from Mexico. She was raised in the Dallas area, and it wasn't until she went to a local private school she had an opportunity to attend as a scholarship student that she realized that the set of experiences that she had and had exposure to were very different than what other members of her family had.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when she decided to become a teacher and later a principal, she had this kind of motivation and passion to start.
Wow, what a great story. Francis, we got to leave it there. Go to newschools.org for more information.
By the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor of the Beef Checkoff. After a long summer of pool party snacking and meals on the go, fall is the perfect time to reset the diet and jump back into a health and fitness routine. According to the USDA, we spend about 40 minutes a day prepping and serving food and cleaning up. So why not make the most of your time and revamp your refrigerator by adding in healthier choices that will benefit you long after the kitchen closes? Amy Goodson, dietitian and expert in health, wellness, and sports nutrition.
Now is the time to add nutrient-rich, high-quality protein into your fridge that can make it easier to stick to your health routine. Beef is a complete, high-quality protein food that contains all the essential amino acids the body needs to support physical activity and a strong, healthy life.
The iron in beef can help prevent fatigue, and the protein in beef contains the optimal mix of amino acids for building and repairing muscle. For more, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
There they are, Goo Goo and Gaga. I got to bring Al Prada on right now. And Al, you'd appreciate this. I mean, you know, as the VP, former VP creative director for All Comedy Radio, of course, he currently is the managing editor of The Stream. You know, America is just, we're so tight. I mean, nobody's laughing anymore, you know. It's, what happened to our sense of humor?
Well, on one hand, I think conservatives have it still, yes, to some degree. I mean, you see the memes, yeah, you see the things. You've got a president who trolls his enemies like nobody's business. If he wasn't Donald Trump, they'd be giving him an Emmy.
Right.
Some of his stand-up routines at his rallies. I mean, so we would try. I mean, we try, but you're right. There's no sense of humor. I mean, just the fact that Saturday Night Live fired a guy they hired a week ago because they found some old video of him making some politically incorrect comments.
You know, please.
Saturday Night Live.
Yes, come on. What happened to satire? I mean, you're going to... This is why comedians don't want to go to college campuses anymore, right?
Yeah, this isn't, you know, this is SNL, this isn't TBN. I mean, it's crazy. It's funny. And I think it would... I think America, especially the folks on the left, and would have a lot better time of life if they realized that the president has a sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly.
And just cause, and a lot of things that like set them off would not set them off so much if they were,
Well, I think you and I talked about this before, Al, is that I think it's a muse for him because these guys are so easy because their lips are sticking out and they're easy just to, you know, to hook. And, you know, and he probably just sits out there and goes, well, I haven't done anything today. Who can I hook? Jim Acosta? Oh, no, I'm tired of him. Let's go.
Yeah,
he's too easy. He's too easy. You know,
Obama would play basketball. Would go play basketball during the day and maybe hang out with Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think this guy just. I think Trump. That's part of his relaxation is mocking these people. Maybe it's an Irish thing. It's got that. You know, there's always a little more of a twinkle there that I think he gets credit for.
Oh, I think so too. I agree with you. We all need decompression points. I mean, for me, you know, doing the radio show, you know, it's about. You know, 9 hours a day, you know, by the time everything's all counted up. And I need to have, you know, points of respite in between. And for me, it's just going to hit some golf balls or something, you know, just to get away from it, to set my mind aside so that I can give myself a break, you know. And, you know, it's just, it was kind of interesting, you know, in playing that intro from Freddie Mercury and Queen, you know, Radio Goo Goo Gaga. And it just so happened I was reading in the Bible yesterday in the book of Isaiah, and it talked about the blathering that was going on, you know, during that period of time. I mean, the country was an absolute mess, and they said it was just blather, blah, 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 you know. And I'm going, wait a minute, I've read the Bible, I don't know how many times. I've never read that before. And, you know, and it's all this Gaga. Gaga, gaga, going on. And I'm going, whoa, you know, this is all cool. And, you know, here we have, you know, Queen talking about, in terms of radio, goo goo and gaga. But that's our culture today. There's a lot of goo goo gaga going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of nonsense and hardness. And that's the thing. And that's, you know, frilly is okay. I mean, if you went back and looked at, like, for example, what was in the news right before September 11th, I mean, it was kind of frivolous, okay, right. You know, but then things changed. I mean, right now, there's just a lot of noise and stupidity, but there's a lot of anger behind it.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, look what that case in point, what they're doing with Brett Kavanaugh once again. And not only Brett Kavanaugh, but to the country.
Yeah, this poor guy. I mean, you remember the movie Say Anything, right? He's the Lloyd Dobler character. he's the guy all the girls trusted and liked. And help protect him from the loser guys.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a guy. He was a man. That's sort of, if I remember the line. You know, so it's like, and that's who Brett Kavanaugh was. He was one of the good guys, and all his friends who were with him say so. And then here they are ripping this guy again. He's again with, and it's not even like it's not a new allegation. It's an allegation that was floating around last year.
Yeah,
and there was nothing to it then. So what happens? Some of those people, I'm getting two officials, according to the report, these New York Times reporters, told them about the allegation. The victim's like, I don't know, is not saying anything about it. Her friends are saying, you know, she doesn't have any memory of any of this stuff. And yet somehow he's being dragged out into this again.
What was it? Two officials that slept through the confirmation hearings last time? And all of a sudden they wake up and they go, hey, we got something new here. Deborah Ramirez going, well, and nobody's smart enough to say, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, it didn't fit.
Yeah, it's a cruelty, and we know it's a tactic. We know, like, I mean, I know these two New York Times reporters are going around saying, now they're saying, oh, they did have in their, the article, in their column, they did mention the fact that her friends say she has no memory of any of this. And it somehow got lost in the editing process.
Yeah, right, exactly.
There's
plausible deniability.
Even Jesse Smollett wouldn't buy that. Even Jesse Smollett wouldn't buy that nonsense. And again, and if there was a boo-boo, they didn't catch it. They wouldn't have noticed it right away.
Exactly.
You know, they had to wait until somebody caught them.
Molly Hemingway was the one that pulled it out. Wait a minute, something's missing here. Because she's, God forbid, she's a journalist with some credibility and principles, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's sad, and we know what's behind it.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with Brett Kavanaugh. has everything to do with abortion. Has everything
to do with
Roe v. Wade.
Court. Yeah. We went through that with, you know, Deborah Katz, Blasey Ford's attorney, who came out and blatantly, just basically, I mean, to me, it was kind of like, you know, when Harry Reid sat in the well of the Senate and saying, you know, after he had misrepresented the tax returns of Mitt Romney, he just kind of laughed and chuckled and said, well, he didn't get elected anyway. I mean, to me, it was kind of like that, the same thing. I mean, the attitude, although in this case, Brett Kavanaugh was able to still, you know, be confirmed. But, you know, it's just that kind of arrogance. Well, it's really about Roe v. Wade and putting an asterisk next to his name. Like, wait a minute, you're an attorney, and you think an asterisk next to a Supreme Court judge is going to reduce his vote by any significance?
Yeah, nobody goes 5-4 with an asterisk. And it's sad. And again, and there's part of me that wonders and thinks that it's a little bit of also a signal. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is superhuman.
Yeah, what's next?
but at some point, you know,
yeah.
And I think it's a shot. It's a warning. You know, hey, remember, we're going to destroy anybody who comes forward if we're not.
Well, and Donald Trump brought up something important too here, Al, and that is, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to influence Kavanaugh's rulings down the road in some way to let him know, hey, they're firing a shot over the bow of his boat? You know, I mean, this is something that and I think President Trump is right to point this out.
Yeah.
That we need to protect the credibility of the Supreme Court and not allow people to make these kind of statements. I remember, was it Ron Paul several years back? This was during the Obama regime when he took a shot at the Fed, and Obama came out and says, hey, buddy, you don't want to go there. And the way in which he said it, it came with a bit of, and I don't know if you remember that or not, but to me, I thought it was a little bit of a cloaked threat. That was a shot fired back on the bow of Ron Paul. That you don't want to mess with the Fed. You want to leave the Fed alone. Do you remember that?
Not really.
Yeah.
But again, you're making the perfect point. Is that to politicize the court? That's what they're doing.
Well, of course, yeah.
Is just not healthy in the long run. It's not healthy for anybody. But that's the game.
Certainly, Obama. Yeah. Obama threw a shot over Justice Roberts when they were talking about Obamacare. Remember that one?
Yeah,
that was real.
Funny
clear.
How that vote switched.
Yep, exactly. And not only switched, but how Justice Roberts was able to be behind the desk with the other Supremes and then go on the other side and support the cause for Obamacare. I mean, it was pretty peculiar, to say the least. We got about a minute and a half left here, Al. I wanted to get your read on this, on the IG report with Andrew McCabe. And it seems like the dominoes are starting to line up and they may start to fall. And if they do, boy, this could be a real crisis that takes place in the our whole FBI community and our national security here.
Yeah, let it fall. I mean, we have to clear it out. And sometimes when you're doing a demo, things get messy and dusty and dirty. So let's put on our face masks and breathers and deal with the demo day in weeks and months.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty stinky, to say the least. But and because I think it's a matter of time. I have this sense, I don't know about you, but I have the sense that McCabe may go, hey, you think I'm bad? If we're going to deal with the truth, let me lay it all out here.
Oh, yeah, he'll make a deal faster than Monty Hall. I'm telling you that much. He's already promised to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
So he's gonna fold like one of those $2.99 store lawn chairs. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. I think he makes a deal. He cuts a deal.
Well, he is the managing editor of thestream.org. That's where you can go for more information and be in the flow of the know. Al Parada on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Al. Take care,
buddy.
Thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening,